All right, so I'm sitting in the Canon's Gate with the cast of Something There That's Missing, which is the most wonderful lyrical lullaby, kind of modern allegory, kind of like an ogre or an onion, lots of different layers there to be appreciated. I was actually sitting at the back next to these two kids, one of whom was a little bit older and was much too grown up for panda heads and puppets. But the little girl and me were jumping around in our seats, absolutely loving it. So what I'm going to do is hand this thing around and let everyone introduce themselves. Anne, you go first.
Hi, my name is Anne. I am the playwright and the producer, as well as I play the writer in the play, which is a big stretch. I wrote Something There That's Missing. The script has been in development for about a year. It's had about 100 different iterations. This is the best version of it, and I like it. I'm very proud of it, and I want people to see it. It's kind of a little bit of a hard thing to sell because of the big reveal, so we can't really say what it's about, and it's not really a children's show either as such, but I don't know what else to say right now. Let's move it on.
Hi, my name is Susie Hung. I play Mei Li and the Chinese mom and inner voice. I really love this play because it's really representing Southeast Asians in theater, which is really sort of... we're really underrepresented at the moment, and sort of showing us not in a sort of racist way or just sort of one tone, like, you know, as we say, it's very layered, and so each of the characters are very layered as well as being Chinese. I really care about it. It's a really sweet story, and hopefully there's laughs and tears.
Hi, so my name is Julie Chung In Hin, and I play Po, which is the orange hippo, which is a little puppet, or more like a soft toy that was converted into a puppet for the show.
He's awesome.
he is awesome. Yeah, I love him to bits. I'm especially proud of playing Po because that's the first time I've ever done puppetry. I came onto the production quite sort of late into the day, so we had literally
3 weeks ago.
Yeah, 3 weeks ago.
Really?
So we had 2 weeks, and it was great to literally, excuse the pun, but to really get to grips with playing a puppet. And it's been really quite rewarding to see Po get his little character and get involved and play around and everything. So that was, I'm proud of that, but I'm also proud of the production generally for what it's actually doing and the story. I love the fact that the whole team are all women. Not that I'm a sexist, but I think it's really good, you know, that we have such a strong team of women. Exactly. We're all multicultural. I'm British born. My parents are from Mauritius, and obviously my grandparents are Chinese. So, and I feel like the play it really caters to all different people of different backgrounds, ages, ethnicities, and people who like different things, I think, will like this play. So,
So, Anne, you, having just turned deep red, you play the writer. To what extent is that art based on life, art inspiring life, and the creative process there on stage? Because that looks fairly traumatic.
Yes, I'm really embarrassed about all the things I said earlier, which absolutely amounted to nothing, because the play is quite autobiographical, which is why I think there is so much heart, and people can identify with what they see because it's real. I mean, it's something that definitely I think every writer goes through. Every writer has to force themselves, especially when you're doing self-directed work. And it's freelance. Nobody's giving you a deadline. You want to be as real as possible. You want it to come from the heart. And that's really vulnerable. That's something that was really difficult for me to do. I actually had to go into the woods at one point to just let everything.
Was there a pink river?
There was no pink river in the woods, but I did go to Cumbria, the Lake District, and literally just verbally vomited, emotionally vomited everything I could, because I think that when you're creating something, when you're writing something, it has to come from the heart. Otherwise, I want to make something that's going to resonate with people, especially when you're producing something that's your own. It is so much work that you really have to believe in what you're making. And with this piece, I really wanted to move, connect, and inspire people and make them laugh. And that's the main thing. And to make people realize that dreams are real. This is my dream, and it's amazing. It's really hard, but it's completely worth it. And I just want people to go away feeling like, you know, they should do the things that they've always wanted to. Nothing should stop them.
You know, move, connect, laugh. I think jobs are good in there. I really absolutely loved it. I mean, it's such... We're talking about the Jurors Inn, which is down by Waverley Station. And you guys are up, I mean, not just on the 8th floor, but you actually have to take a lift, get out of the lift, walk up some stairs. I mean, by the time that you might as well have gone to the big mountain to find your inner peace. What I really loved about it, though, was the fact that this very tricky space to manage was so nicely filled, and that at no point did you feel, gosh, if only this had had a bigger canvas, you know, gosh, if only, you know, this could have been freer. Was it quite hard to give such a sense of space, of light and air in such a confined space?
Yeah, definitely. We had to work very hard to create the environment, and I think a lot of that was created through the soundscape. We had original music composed for us by Vasayo Kavarni, who's amazing, because we knew that the space was so limited in what we could do visually, that we had to fill it out. We knew that we had to fill it out with our acting as well as with the sound. And I think the sense of the creating worlds that are cozy and intimate, it actually works. The space actually works for the story, because I want people to be drawn in and to feel like that they are a part of it. It's a journey. It's not just a journey for us. It's a journey for the audience as well that we want to take them on.
Their imagination. Yeah, like sort of a journey for their imagination, because all they have to go off is music. But hopefully they can sort of see the trees and see the cave and the glittery pink river and, you know, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This probably doesn't really have much to do with it, but just a few days ago, Susie and I did actually go up a mountain in the dark. It was Arthur's Seat in Edinburgh, which is not far from here, obviously.
In the dark,
and I thought I was going to die.
Like,
so when
we
I was at home, it really was
like,
just not
we were about
acting.
We this far away from each other, and we disappeared because it was so dark. It was the most stupid thing to do.
Yeah.
You see, that's so unlife-affirming, because, you know, the other day I was sitting minding my own business in a beer garden near Arthur's Seat, and I heard these strange screams coming down the mountain, and I thought, you know what I should do? I should go up there and find what it is. And you know what? You don't even have to do that. They'll just tell you what it is. But it's a wonderful play, and it's a play that works on so many different levels. We like to finish these interviews by asking if there was one other play that your audience should go and see when they've seen you guys perform, you know, at least 2 or 3 or 5 times. What should it be? And you are allowed to say Bonk.
Okay. Because I'm acting in 2 shows right now, and it's the first week, I haven't been able to see as many as I'd like. However, I'm in an amazingly hilarious play called Bonk, which is about the science of sex, based on a New York Times bestseller, and it's we co-wrote it. It's very geeky and sexy, and we're doing it for science, and it's really fun, really funny, educational, and a little bit saucy. So it's got a little bit of everything. It's really creative. Oh, and somebody told me yesterday that who had watched, one of the audience members, said that it was really ballsy. So if that's your cup of tea, then you should come and watch Bonk. It's at 9:20 at the space at Jury's Inn.
At the Fringe. You want to suggest things at the Fringe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the whole point of being Fringe Review.
Sorry.
You guys are like the rubbishest. But no, if you're really looking forward to the Lone Ranger and Tonto.
No. No, I think I would suggest In Real Life. Is that what they're called? By Sheer Feisty. They're also on at Jury's Inn. And theirs is kind of, I mean, ours has a lot of like sort of technology and stuff, and theirs is sort of technology themed. But it was really, really good. I would really, yeah, suggest that.
Another play that we saw, that I saw, that I really enjoyed was the play That Goes Wrong, which was in London recently before it transferred to Edinburgh, and that was really, really funny, and it's basically like a slapstick kind of comedy of the play is about a group of students, I think, who are trying to put on a crime play about a murder mystery, and it just keeps going wrong, and the timing is impeccable, and they're just so funny, and yeah, I would really recommend that.
Guys, you know, Socrates once said, never ask an actor about the play, they have no idea, and wow, thank you for proving that. But thank you also for talking for Fringe Review. It's been absolutely fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.